Good day. I can't wait to share our devotions with you this week. We're going to be talking about walking out of discouragement. You know, many people are discouraged, and we can often get discouraged because of the circumstances around us. And those circumstances might be health issues. They might be financial pressure. It might be conflict in relationships. You know, and these things can dishearten us. They can steal our courage. They can steal our hope. And if I continue to feel discouraged, if I'm not proactive in walking out of discouragement, I'm more likely to get more of the same. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him, because the souls of them all were bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I mean, this is a powerful portion of scripture. I've never been in a place where people actually want to stone me to death because of the circumstances around them. But David didn't allow what other people were doing to affect him. Even though they wanted to kill him, even though they wanted to stone him, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. He walked out of discouragement. And so this week we're going to look at how you can walk out of discouragement. And the first key I'd like to give you is to build yourself up in the Word of God. The Word of God will give you courage in the midst of circumstances that are discouraging. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." In the Today's Living Bible, it says, "He will keep him in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts turn often to the Lord." I mean, that's a great key there, to keep your thoughts turned to the Lord often. In Psalm 119, verse 28, in the Amplified Classic, it says, "My life dissolves and weeps itself away for heaviness. Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word." So he's saying, man, even when my soul is heavy, when I come into the presence of God, he will raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of his word. So I need to be taking promises out of God's word and begin to meditate and think about them so that I can gain courage out of them. In John 6, 63, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and they are life." So he's saying that when I begin to take the words of Jesus, they are going to be spirit and life to me. In Hebrews 4, 12 in the Amplified, it says, "For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective." So he's saying again, the word of God, when I get into the word of God and I begin to meditate on the word of God, it's going to energize me. It's going to be operational in my life. It's going to be effective because it is living and active. And my last scripture for you this morning is in Proverbs 4 from verse 20 to 22. It says, "My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh." So here you can see in this portion of scripture, when I keep the word of God in front of me, that it's going to be health to my body and it's going to be life to my soul. So I want to encourage you, the first key in walking out of discouragement today is to get the Word of God into your heart. Go and open up your Bible. Go and search the Word. Go and read the Word. And it's going to strengthen, encourage, and give you hope. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.